Hey, trail riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about step out in faith, something that's sometimes hard for us to do. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Numbers 21:10 through 22:41, Psalm 36:7 through 12, Proverbs 8:21 through 29, and Mark 16:1 through 20. Again, we're going to be talking about step out in faith. Our focal passage today is going to come from Mark 16, verse 18, which says, "They will lay hands on the sick, and they will get well." Becoming intimately acquainted with the power aspect of the Holy Spirit's ministry is vital if we're going to move out into the world and share with people the message of new life in Christ. We have usually taken the words, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you," as it says in Acts 1:8, as power to talk about Jesus. It is, but is much more. It is power in general. Over that power, general power, is a specific power to witness. But the power itself is from total personality, the strengthening of faith, the heightening of expectancy, the flushing out of fear, the daring to believe. And one of the ways in which God seems to be leading His children to witness is to their non-Christian friends in these days is by praying. In the power of the Spirit, for their physical as well as their spiritual needs. Our aim in doing this should not be to try to convince those who have to prove it to me mentality. As many of those who were eyewitnesses of Christ's healing ministry were not persuaded. It is rather to show them that Jesus Christ and the Christian faith are concerned about the physical as well as the spiritual needs of people. If you have not yet experienced the empowering work of the Holy Spirit in your life, then be assured that such an experience awaits you as you take the first step of faith towards that and towards what up to now has been a vast spiritual unknown. Just one step and you're there. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we've come too far to go back now. Take us in your arms today and empower us in such a way that our lives of worship and witness will be an entirely transformed. For Jesus' sake. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Matthew 8, 1 through 13, Matthew 9, 29 and 30, Matthew 17, 20, Hebrews 11, 1, and John 6, 28 and 29. And keep these two questions in mind. How did the centurion show faith? And what did Jesus exclaim? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.